The guns are quiet now. The papers of peace have been signed. And the oceans of the earth are filled with ships coming home.
John Huston's 1946 film, Let There Be Light, about returning World War II veterans who had been psychologically damaged in battle, was shelved for decades by the Army. It went unseen. They had commissioned it toward the end of the war, presumably to show the ease with which soldiers, traumatized by their war experiences, were able to re-enter civilian life.
Here are men who tremble, men who cannot sleep.
In his film, Huston found the re-entry not so easy.
Men who cannot remember, paralyzed men whose paralysis is dictated by the mind.
Let There Be Light, directed and co-written by Huston and narrated by his father, actor Walter Huston, was a continuation of the work of filmmakers who joined the Army Signal Corps, the filmmaking division.
Frank Capra and William Wyler, John Ford, just about everybody got in there.
Film critic and author Daniel Egan.
It was sort of a mark of honor, a badge of honor, to be a filmmaker in the Signal Corps.
And it produced wartime propaganda films intended to help build morale. But as World War II progressed, Huston had become interested in other aspects of battle.
He was trying to show the effect of war on people. It was really more the aftermath of the battle he was concerned with than with the actual fighting. And I think that's what drew him to making Let There Be Light.
That and the interest of the Army in the problems of what they called psychoneurotic soldiers.
This hospital is one of the many for the care and treatment of the psychoneurotic soldier.
On a visit to a cameraman and friend who'd been hospitalized for shell shock, Huston saw up close the psychiatric patients and doctors whom he later chose to be the subjects of Let There Be Light. He set about following them through an 8-week course of treatment.
There's no need to be alarmed at the presence of these cameras. They're making a photographic record.
For the film, Huston demanded and got unparalleled access to every corner of the hospital and to every facet of the treatment for men who had chronic weeping spells.
I'm sorry, I can't continue.
That's all right. A display of emotion is all right.
I'm not doing this deliberately, so please believe me.
I do believe you.
Some who had begun to stutter after battle and could barely speak at all.
How long have you had that trouble?
It started about months ago.
I think this is probably one of the most honest films that was made during World War II.
Truth-telling and documentary practices were a little different in this era and were rapidly changing over the course of that decade.
In the 1940s, things that were known as documentaries were routinely staged and, in some cases, scripted.
Lumiere Productions' David Van Taylor is working on a TV series about the history of documentary film.
But they took care to make sure that that scripting was scrupulously based on the best research, that that staging was with real people, not with actors, for instance.
But in Let There Be Light, Huston didn't stage. He didn't need to. The veterans' stories were dramatic enough, so he let them come out.
Something did happen. What do you mean by something happened? You mean you were hoping that you'd be wounded and sent back? Is that what you mean?
No.
He did those by filming what he called thousands of feet of interviews between counselors and soldiers, which I don't think anybody else at the time had seen.
You know, I was so disgusted and tired of everything. I just didn't feel like living.
But what happened was that in the course of looking at the thousands of feet of counseling sessions, John Huston began to see more than shell shock. There were other difficulties with the re-entry into civilian life.
The men are thinking of themselves in relation to society. How will they fit into the post-war pattern? How will the world receive them?
The problems that Huston identified were problems of racism, of economic inequality, of things like that, which were going to remain problems in society after the war was over. This was not what the Army wanted to hear.
Men, this is your last military formation. But remember, when you re-enter civilian life, on your shoulders falls much of the responsibility for the post-war world.
Week after week, Huston kept editing as he saw the whole problematic picture.
I think it really shook him.
The more interested he was in the deeper problems of the veterans, the less the Army was interested in Let There Be Light.
He knew he was getting into trouble with this film. And the Army just realized that it had a public relations disaster on its hands.
Houston's scheduled screening of the finished film at the Museum of Modern Art was shut down at the last minute.
The Army said he had not obtained the proper release forms from the soldiers who were participating in the film.
Even though Houston insisted he had the releases.
The film just was shelved. Nobody could see it.
And that was that.
I think that a film like Let There Be Light, simply by looking in a really unblinking way at the profound impact of what we now call post-traumatic stress disorder on soldiers, was trying to push beyond the simple mission of what they called morale building at that time. And I think that's probably why it was shelved.
Ironic, isn't it, that decades later, when it finally emerged, when the organizers of a John Huston film festival pushed it to be approved for viewing, audiences and critics were disappointed by it. A film shelved by the Army for 35 years? They had expected a brilliant bombshell, explosive, revelatory, when what it is could be more accurately described as touching, flawed, honest, and complicated. Daniel Egan, who notes that the film has been marked recently for preservation by the National Film Registry, feels it took years for people to catch up to what Houston was getting at.
I think Houston was there in the forefront. He was really on the leading edge of capturing this kind of new perception of what veterans faced.
For filmmaker David Van Taylor, it was of that post-World War II moment.
As you come out of the war, lots of people are wondering what's next. What does it mean that we have fought this war? What does it mean that we've won this war? What are the values that we want to come out of the war espousing? And I think Let There Be Light definitely needs to be understood in the context of all of that questioning.
Context. That was what Houston was getting at, too. He got it. They shelved it. And now Let There Be Light is everywhere to tell us things about a subject we have to face yet again. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishkill.